Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The more things change, the more they've stayed the same for the Steelers. The last time Pittsburgh was headed to Baltimore was for that playoff game in January, and we were sitting around saying things like, oh my God, there is very little buzz and optimism for this game. The fans have been beaten down by a four-game losing streak. They're so fed up. Well, fast forward to today. 2 days from now, the Steelers will play for first place, and I came on the air at 2 o'clock with Mulzy and said, look, I got Steelers fans texting me. They're not even in the same text group. I got Steelers fans on Twitter telling me that they're rooting for the Ravens to win. They don't want to see their team beat an arch rival, and they don't want to see the Steelers get to first place and have the organization think, all is Steelers land. Mike Tomlin is doing a fabulous job. The fire Tomlin chants were out of line because he's got this team in first place. I've got fans telling me, like Fred, friend of the show, who you called the greatest Pitt football fan of all time, must not be the greatest Steelers fan of all time because he said, I want to see them lose out to put me out of my misery. I got Ryan Burr, who's gone on to do big things at ESPN, the Golf Channel. He used to work here at FSN Pittsburgh. Said Ben Roethlisberger came back in too good a shape once upon a time. And he's texting me things like, first time in my life I've ever rooted for the Steelers to lose out. That's what this team has done to its fans. It's like that old commercial from the 80s. This is your brain and this is your brain on drugs. The Steelers have caused their fans to have a brain that looks like it's on drugs. They're so sick of the wash, rinse, repeat nature of this franchise for so long that they're asking for bad outcomes now. Like, people used to take a long time to get over a Ravens loss because of the consequences and ramifications of it, both in the division and big picture. And now Steelers fans are like, please, football gods, bestow upon us a loss to this team so we can rid ourselves of the rut we're in by greasing
people
the skids for Mike
Tony.
Tomlin
people
to leave.
People have reached their breaking point with this.
I will be more than okay. I will be fine if the Ravens win this game. I will actually come in here probably in a chipper mood on Monday. Because maybe we will start to see the wheels of change roll down the tracks.
And you don't anticipate any, I sit down for this game and suddenly it washes over me. Nah, it's still the Ravens. I still want to see them lose. You don't think you're going to be, I call that Donnie syndrome, where his brain will tell him during the week he wants the Steelers to lose. Whenever we've had discussions that are kind of like this, his heart takes over.
I mean,
on game
preferably
time.
I'd like for Lamar Jackson to have a bad game and for the Ravens to still find a way to win so I get my cake and eat it too. But if I have to pick one or the other, yeah, I'd rather have Baltimore win. The Steelers lose. The Steelers get in better position for the draft. And the Steelers hopefully assigning someone else to preside over that draft, because the head coach calls those shots now, and I don't trust him to do it anymore.
I just think that the bottom line here is that what we've heard. Now, there have been plenty of people, like our good friend Jory Ranstaint in YouTube, who've said this is quitter stuff to root for a team to lose and maybe lose out. There are people who are pushing back on this notion.
I'll ask him again, and you can finish your point, but I'll say again. So that means you're fine with Mike Tomlin as coach. Are you Jory Ranstaint?
I think
he might
be gone.
Root for your team to win so they can keep the coach here. 412-928-9370. Go ahead, Mulsey.
I just think that I think the majority of people here who have tapped in and given us their opinion on this actually are with us in the end on this point. And I think it speaks to how a fan base can turn if something is this stale for this long, if something looks basically the same with just different players being the same thing in this system and in this kind of culture. And this is when fans get pushed to a breaking point. It's not a New Orleans Saints bag over the head or Cincinnati Bengals of yore bag over the head, but it is the Steelers version of it. A very uninspiring team that does the same thing every year, leaves you with the same frustrations, and year after year does nothing to change the script. That's what this is. That's what this reaction is. That's what this previously like unthinkable notion is fueled by. No, people here are not dumb. They know what they're watching. It's not just now reflexive, oh, Mike sucks, they sucks. What they're watching does suck, should be spoken about as such. And the only path people even see as possibly getting them out of it is having such an atrocious game on Sunday that Monday's game is unimaginably toxic on a Monday night in front of a national audience where nobody will be there.
It might wake the owner up.
Right, that it gets on Art's radar and he goes, wait a minute, the eyes of the football world are going to be like transfixed on Pittsburgh in April. I can't have people this mad about my coach and my team when everyone's on ESPN or NFL Network watching.
Are you a Steelers fan who's rooting for the Ravens on Sunday? Yes, I'm asking this question because all week fans have told us that they want Mike Tomlin gone and they're sick of this stuff. So do you have balls? I mean, do you have the audacity to say, you know what? Yeah, I stick to my guns on this. I want the guy out, so I'm going to root for him to lose. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Open phone Friday is a few minutes away. Let's get it started with Chris in Beaver Falls. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
You know, I called last year, I think, to talk to Pomp, and I mentioned the Rooney Rule being the reason that they would never get rid of Tomlin, and he hung up on me, which was fine. he was mad that I even brought it up. But I'm not even saying anything about the Rooney Rule. Do you really think that the Rooneys, whether they want to get rid of Tomlin or not, are going to or would consider cutting him loose when the draft is going to be in Pittsburgh next
year? Did you hear what Chris just said, though? If there's the possibility that fans are going to show up to that, and when all eyes are in Pittsburgh, the Steelers are on the clock, and their fans are going to be chanting "Fire Tomlin," you think Rooney wants that?
No, I did not hear that. I was just getting in my car, but yeah.
Thank you, Chris. He kind of sounded. What was that guy, Bobcat
Goldthwait?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that twang there. Whatever happened to that guy? Is he still alive?
All right, I think you're going to be safe on this game, though. The Bobcat Goldthwait, is he...
Was he just like a cartoon actor, or did he get legitimate parts in movies and shows?
Bobcat Goldthwait, alive, Pony. And you know where he's from? Syracuse, New York!
Nice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Francis Bobcat Goldthwait. Just the picture of him just looks outrageous on Wikipedia.
When they won the championship with Carmelo, they should have put him in the parade. Here's Terry next. Hello, Terry.
Hey, guys. I moved out of the Pittsburgh radio space about a year ago. And as a Steelers fan who's now been in the New York and Boston regional airspace, I just have to make a comment to the rest of Steelers fans that will probably upset everybody. But if you guys don't think this is an ownership issue, you're truly not thinking clearly. You know what starts at the top and it runs downhill. If you look at the latter half of Kevin Colbert, who I all due respect, he's a Pittsburgh legend, drafted a lot of great draft classes. But looking back on the latter half of his tenure as the Steelers GM and seeing the beginning of Omar Khan's tenure as a GM, saying that this is not the product of good drafting after a lot of terrible drafting and terrible retention, I think is foolish. I think the you-know-what starts at the top and runs downhill.
Sure, and that's why I think people just want, Terry, for this to get worse, as crazy as it is to imagine Steelers fans rooting against their own team, because they feel like it getting worse is the only way that the guy at the top will be moved by this.
I understand that, but look at Sean Payton getting traded from the Saints. Look at Mike Vrabel getting released from the Titans. That man will do great things wherever else he goes.
What? Based on what?
Listen, there's something
Terry
about
has,
the league.
Has he developed a quarterback?
He inherited Cowher's quarterback. I'll give you that.
Okay.
What opportunity has he had to develop?
He drafted one in the first round.
They took Kenny Pickett. You think he just was like along for the ride there?
Listen, I think Tomlin and Khan are puppets on a very short string. I think that the Rooneys want a certain...
Listen, so why is Aaron Rodgers here? Art Rooney wanted Aaron Rodgers?
There is a certain...
Did Art Rooney want Aaron Rodgers, in your opinion?
I think they wanted a Band-Aid. I think that they wanted a Band-Aid fix for an overarching...
Art Rooney has... Hold on, Terry. Terry, Art Rooney has said on the record things that made it seem like he was very sympathetic to Mason Rudolph, and if anything, might have wanted Mason Rudolph to be the starter. You'll notice Mason Rudolph is not the starter. It would seem that in that very important instance, Art did not get his way at all, and Mike Tomlin did, because Aaron Rodgers said, Mike Tomlin is the reason I am here.
And I think that that is indicative of my point of... that he is a culture builder.
Your point is be careful what you wish for. You live within miles of the Patriots Stadium, where 2 years ago they fired the winningest Super Bowl coach of all time. 2 years later, they are the number one seed in the AFC. You don't see the irony of that?
I guess I just see the validity in Tomlin's, I mean, work ethic, his resume. I'm not trying to speak his speak, but
okay, thank you, Terry. We're good here. Appreciate it.
What validity? There hasn't it if your approach is validated by ultimately your results. And I think in this town, validated by the results in the playoffs.
Yeah.
His approach has not been validated in 9 years.
I don't know, man. I get it. If he's saying he's been in New York a lot and he's seen the Jets and Giants stink, and he's like, compared to these downtrodden franchises, Mike Tomlin is Bill Walsh or is Don Shula.
The Giants have won a Super Bowl more recently than Tomlin has.
They've also won a playoff game more recently than him. But, like, look, I'm sure if we turned into New York radio and heard Yankees fans bitching about Aaron Boone and how much their situation sucks, as Pirates fans would be like, what the hell? We'd sign up for that in a second. Like, I think your life experience and where you are obviously plays into this. But I would say for any franchise, going 8 years without a playoff win is too long.
I honestly do think at this point the way the NFL has changed a little bit, and all it takes is one owner, honestly, to prove me wrong here, but I would like to see it happen. I would be real curious as to whether or not, if Mike got let go by the Steelers, this predicted stampede to try to hire him in this bidding war where he got to basically pick his destination would actually happen.
I think there's one major thing working against him in that, and it's the same thing that I think hurt Belichick. Belichick wanted to go somewhere where he could be the boss again.
And people
not
don't
just the
want
head coach.
That approach. People don't want that to be the approach.
So would Mike go somewhere and just accept the fact that he's the coach and he's not going to run the
team,
draft?
What team out there would let him do the whole kit and caboodle?
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. A person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Open phone Friday. You can react to what we were just talking about. Are there really Steelers fans out there who are rooting for them to lose on Sunday because they want Tomlin gone and they want change?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.